Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. You may be seated. Well, a warm welcome to you all on this chilly morning. I think it really surprised us, this little cold front that has come in. But I just am so thrilled to be celebrating this special relationship that the Church of the Good Shepherd has with St. James Episcopal School. You know, St. James has been a primary missionary outreach of this church ever since St. Margaret's Guild started the Good Shepherd Day School back in 1946. And St. James has led the way here in Corpus Christi in educating the whole child. That's body, mind, and spirit in the classical Episcopal tradition of academic excellence, community worship, spiritual formation, social responsibility, and competitive athletics, all in an inclusive and nurturing environment. You know, this place helps children to begin to see the world in a much more comprehensive way. And most of the people that I've encountered that have come through St. James look back on that experience as being formative and foundational in their lives, and indeed has propelled them forward in life, wherever they have gone. It's a real privilege, personally speaking, and a sacred trust that we have to share God's love for them in Jesus Christ. And my staff of Father Philip and Matthew and Sandy, you know, we take it as a great privilege. And I know that they do an amazing job of communicating God's love for them, God's presence in their lives, and God's wonderful plan for them. It's a lot like our gospel reading today, where Jesus took Peter, James, and John up on the high mountain, all alone, because he had something very, very important that he wanted to share with them. And even though they couldn't fully appreciate what they experienced on that mountaintop, they would, in the future, begin to relate back to that as being something that changed them for the better. And that's what happens at St. James. That's what happens to the disciples as they couldn't fully understand the transfiguration. But they did on the other side of things. It's a life-changing experience whereby God's glory, His glimpse of His glory, goes with them from here, wherever life takes them. You know, last year we had an alum who's gone on from here. We featured an alum who just wanted to share their future. Today I want to introduce you to another St. James alum who had no idea what God had in store for her life. Her name is Bishop Jennifer Brooke Davidson. She was ordained Bishop Suffragan of the Diocese of West Texas. That's our diocese. And she is a supporting bishop to Bishop David Reed. Well, let me tell you, Bishop Jennifer was born right here in Corpus Christi. She was baptized and confirmed right here in the Church of the Good Shepherd. Her grandparents are interred right over here in the columbarium. So her roots are all right here. She went to St. James School, and she graduated from King High School, and she went off to Yale University. And then she got her law degree from UT in Austin, and practiced law for 12 years in Washington, D.C., before returning to Texas And then she began to serve the church at St. Stephen's Wimberley, teaching Christian education. She found her call in ministry. She went off and got a seminary degree at Fuller Seminary and was ordained deacon. And so she was serving at St. Elizabeth's Church in Buda very quietly, when all of a sudden she was elected by the whole diocese to serve as bishop. And she was ordained bishop last summer in August. Unfortunately, she couldn't be with us today because she has different churches that she goes around and does confirmation for. But she was very, very kind as I asked her to, if she could record a little presentation, a video presentation for us today, to just kind of introduce herself to us, because I think it's really cool that we have a bishop now in our church that came through St. James School and is now serving God in this way. And so if I can get these machines to go on, we're going to introduce Bishop Jennifer to you.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here with you on St. James Sunday. Father Milton asked me to talk to you a little bit about what St. James has meant to me in my life, and it has meant a lot. I was there from preschool, through kindergarten, and first and second grade, and those years have really stayed with me. Sometimes people say, everything I needed to know, I learned in kindergarten. Maybe there were a few things I learned after that, but a lot of the basic skills that I needed in life, I did learn. I learned about numbers, adding and subtracting. Most of the math I actually use in my life right now. And I learned to read. St. James made me into a voracious reader. And I still am one, and I hope you are too. I learned a lot in classrooms and from my teachers. But I also learned a lot from my friends. That's one of the things about St. James that I think makes it really special. I'm hoping that in the course of this talk, you'll get to see a copy of my first grade class picture. I'm in the front row, kind of in the middle. I'm the shy, awkward looking little girl. And I'm sitting next to a boy that, if you've seen him in the last 5 years, you would still recognize him. His name is David Wallace. One of the things that we did in kindergarten was learn to tie our shoes. It was a year before that picture was taken. I couldn't do it. I was a pretty good student when it came to math, when it came to reading, but if it involved physical coordination, forget it. We did relay races where we were supposed to tie our shoes, and I just couldn't do it. And one day, David Wallace, in his kindness, he's still a very kind man, took pity on me, and came over and taught me how to tie my shoes. So it turns out I really did learn what I needed to learn in kindergarten, not just from my teachers, but from my friends. Those friends that you make at St. James stay friends for your whole life. I've been to a lot of schools since then, but this is my picture where I still know all the people in the picture. I hope you take good care of each other and teach each other kindness. Finally, I would say to the parents, the teachers, and others, the grown-ups in the school, is that you've got leaders in your class. My grandmother was part of the Sunday school and Good Shepherd before St. James even existed. In her 4-year-old Sunday school classroom, there was a little boy named Edmund Brown. I think you know what happened to him. I'm pretty sure that Mrs. Wells, looking at that classroom full of kids, would not have picked me if he wanted to be in this child. You never know. In your classroom, you will be leaders, and this is a chance to form them in the ways of Jesus that they don't get any other place. I am so grateful that I had that chance. And last but not least, I learned to wear a uniform. I have one that you still wear today. Today, mine is purple. Isn't it great to be able to get up in the morning and know how to get dressed? I ask God's blessing on all of you at St. James. On the
So I also need to mention that Bishop Jennifer is the first woman elected bishop in the Diocese of West Texas, quite a milestone. And I think she kind of alluded to it, and for those of us who've been ordained to serve in God's church, I think would all say the same thing, that God sure does have a sense of humor. You just never know what path your life will take. And the disciples had no idea the path that they were on. You know, they thought that they were, saddling up with some guy that was going to take over the world. They didn't realize that what was coming down the pike was, you know, Holy Week, Good Friday, and Easter. Peter knew that the glory of God was awesome. He encountered it on that mountain, and he just wanted to stay right there. He just wanted to build a booth, and let's try to bottle up this feeling that we have that's so perfect. But that isn't the way things work, right? That's not how life works. God never calls us to stay where we are. We get glimpses of His glory along the path of life. And we need to just take in those glimpses and realize that we can't stay there. We have to keep moving. The glimpses of God's glory that He pours into your heart are so that you can use that glory of God in the next phase of life where He is leading you. We are always growing and learning and walking. Following Jesus means stepping out in faith every day, not necessarily knowing or being able to control everything, but trusting Him each and every day. It means going places and doing things that we had no idea that we would be doing. I certainly didn't have any idea that I would be doing this with my life. And God really does have a sense of humor. And when we trust Him, we realize that His plan is better than our plan. Paul, the apostle, who was writing to the Corinthians in that letter, said that God has made His light to shine in our hearts to give us the glory of the knowledge of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That God has put His light in our hearts. And that light is not meant to be kept under a bushel, nor is it meant to be bottled up and held on to, but it's meant to shine out into the world. We can't keep it for ourselves, or it'll go out. The only way to keep it is to stay close to the source, and the source is always rekindling that light. Follow Christ where He leads, and your light will be rekindled. And this is the message that we try to impart to the kids in the very short time that we have with them, that God loves you always and will never leave you, that He has a good plan for your life. But you have a responsibility and a role, and that's to discover it. You have to discover it, and you will discover it if you seek Him and stay close to Him every day. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Invite you to stand as we reaffirm our faith together in the words of the Nicene Creed on page 358.